And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Do you want to hear a lie? Will it help you feel better? Does that make it all right? Do you want to hear a lie? Does that make it okay? Will it help you sleep at night? Do you want to hear a lie? Does that smooth things over? Will it help you twist the knife? Do you want to hear a lie? Will that give you confidence? I never wish you were the person I believe the camera captured. I always knew you were a killer. But do you wanna hear a lie? You can never get the best of me. You're not on my mind. Not even part of a compiled minor player in the movie of my life. I can power through. I can soldier on. Get over you, myself, and the fact that you're gone. Do
your eyes. All that you have, all you don't have is all I'll ever need. Through all the tears and miles and trials,
Flockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Got a wishbone drying on the windowsill in my kitchen, just in case I wake up and realize I've chosen wrong. I love this life that I have, the vine hanging over the door, and the dog who comes when I call. But I wonder sometimes what I'm missing. My heart blood's been burning for so many summers now. It's time to cool it down, wherever that leads. 'Cause all the beautiful girls, they will fade like the roses, and all the times they will change, it'll all come around.
Get together, we can make it through. We can. survive? What do you have to show for all those years besides some tears? So much to juggle, feels like one long struggle. I'd love some simplicity, no more stress for you and for me. Wouldn't that be nice? That's what I'm talking about. The world is going mad, just watch the news. So much we hear is bad, we've got the collective blues. Where is the happy? We gotta try to see some light. Find the silver lining when it feels like there ain't none inside. There are days like that.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time, the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit energysavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too, like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs, because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Stick around. future. Yeah, 'cause I'm just a man reporting this here, playing the lightning. No bad judge when it's mine. Why you busy pouring blame? I'm just narrating this game. I'm bad, you're the witness, man. Let me blow. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
just no love.